Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. We begin this afternoon with a sobering and disturbing report involving a man who's been locked up in prison for about half his life on a murder charge where the simplest thing you could imagine cost him his freedom. He was mistakenly identified. No smoking gun, no fingerprint, no DNA, just a mistaken identity. And get this, while the mistake was found and he was released a few years ago, he's still walking around here, unable to get a good job, decent housing, and other snags which usually follow an ex-con. At least not until now. Newsman Mac Rosenberg leading the broadcast on this Thursday with, "Can I please have my life back?"
From day one, Stephen Carrington told police he was home on January 2nd, 1995. The same day an employee at Lumber Headquarters in East Flatbush was murdered by a man with an accomplice. Despite what the current Brooklyn DA calls several red flags in the case, Carrington was convicted and spent 23 years in prison for acting as the accomplice, even though he wasn't there. Among those red flags, an unreliable account from an eyewitness to the killing. DA Eric Gonzalez's conviction review unit took a fresh look at the case, and the 56-year-old Carrington's conviction is being overturned. Carrington got out of prison in 2018. Mac Rosenberg's 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in downtown Brooklyn.
Isn't that just bizarre? And this keeps on happening. 23 years and he wasn't even there. To date, they say about 40 convictions have been overturned thanks to the work of this conviction review unit. Right now, there are 60 more open investigations. Wow. From the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse, prosecutors racing to the finish now with the Donald Trump hush money trial. Star witness Michael Cohen still on the hot seat today, expected to be the last witness prosecutors will call. Juliet Papineau with what's happening today.
Defense lawyers were trying to trip up Michael Cohen, giving example after example and questioning when he was lying and when or if he was telling the truth, how he changed his mind. At one point, after his guilty pleas, saying he would never ask then-President Trump for a pardon, then saying days later he was exploring options with his attorney for a so-called pre-pardon. Cohen has remained unruffled on the witness stand. Donald Trump remains still in his seat, continues listening with eyes closed. The group of supporters with him, the largest yet, so many that some had to be seated in the last row of the courtroom. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Ooh, I bet there's more tension in that courthouse. You can cut it with a knife. Also downtown at City Hall, Mayor Adams announcing a new way for businesses to detail with the finger, or at least to detail who's doing the finger, five-finger discounts.
We're announcing a pilot program that uses technology to bust retail and bodega thefts. Fusus technology uses a camera integration platform that allows businesses to voluntarily integrate their security cameras with their local NYPD precinct. This is a home run.
Get all that?
Businesses can now let the NYPD patch in to their security systems, in other words, so they can catch the situation in real time. Again, this is voluntary now, and if you own a business, you get to say when and where your cameras can be viewed by Big Brother. No, you're not going to catch anybody in the act, but you will be able to identify who it is instantly and start your investigation much sooner rather than waiting for hours or days to get a, you know, picture of the culprit. The mayor says last year we had over 25,000 retail theft arrests. That's a whole jailhouse weighing, folks. They could have opened their own store, the stuff they took. So you've been hearing a lot about the city's effort to get rid of the rat population. Well, they have singled out their biggest and most effective weapon, a dog. Yep, a dog named Luna. Has gotten a city council citation for being New York's strongest soldier in the war against rats. You see, folks, Luna has killed over 200 rats, including more than 60 this past year alone. Oh, yeah, according to the council member, Chi Osei. The council hands out citations to recognize persons or animals who give exemplary service to their communities. Doesn't say how Luna killed all those rats, but I can tell you the feline union is a bit upset. Luna's putting them out of business and rubbing it in. Showing up at the house with rat on the breath. Boy, oh boy, somebody's going to have a lot to tell mom and dad tonight when they get home. What an exciting day for some elementary kids in school in our Queens. Got to speak to an actual astronaut on board the International Space Station. Talk about out of this world.
10, 9.
The New York Hall of Science hosted the satellite downlink for first and second graders from PS28 in Corona.
Station, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event?
I'm ready for the event.
New York native Jeanette Epps took questions.
How and what do you eat and drink in space?
We eat very similar foods to what you eat on Earth.
How does it feel when you're floating?
That's a great question. I can show you a little bit if you're watching.
The Hall's interim president, Minerva Tantoco, hoped the rare opportunity sparked the students' interest in STEM education.
From early all the way up through high school and college. And, you know, science is for everybody.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Corona, Queens.
That is too cool. I wish I could have been there for that. The closest we came was a visit to the planetarium. In Sussex County now, police are telling residents, please keep your eyes wide open. We've got a bear on the loose now, and it's been a deadly situation, in fact, for a pet. Sparta Township police say they've had a couple of incidents, one on May the 9th, where a dog was attacked and survived for a minute, but then later died. The other on May 13th near West Mountain Road. Couple of dogs injured there after that bear encounter. Well, they've alerted the New Jersey Fish and Wildlife people to come in and deal with it. Police telling folks to secure their trash and other food sources, which may attract wildlife, to secure it before they put it out the morning before trash pickup to cut down on that. So we'll see what happened. But they're telling folks, please be careful. There's a bear out there.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.